It's Monday, June 22nd, and you're listening to the 300s in the Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Flavin.
And I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Cult Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world.
We're back!
After 3 weeks.
Oh, it's only been 3 weeks?
Only 3 weeks. Felt like forever.
We could, yeah.
I missed you! Yeah, okay. We're back, and we will discuss why we were gone later in the show!
Because first...
Pixel Weeks!
You forgot the format of the show already.
I see you have forgotten. No, we gotta open up with a review, because it's the summer movie blockbuster season.
Bonanza.
Isn't it ending now? No, it's in the middle
of it. No, we're in the heart of it.
Yeah, Tomorrowland. We're in the
Sure.
No.
Sure. Now, we saw dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
A Jurassic World.
Yeah.
This is canonically the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to know. They saw Jurassic Park and they're like, that failed.
Well, we can make it better.
Let's try it again.
That's exactly what happened.
That's this movie. And of course, Jurassic World fails because...
For the same reasons. Human greed.
Yes.
Actual, right?
That's true.
Yeah, though.
But no, they made a new dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
What's it called again?
Albinosaurus.
Albinosaurus. It's Imperius Rex.
Yeah, no, it's Indominus.
Imperius. Why would you make me say that?
I don't know.
I told you that was the wrong one.
I mailed it to you, and you just damn it, fell for the bait.
God,
Imperius.
Welcome back, people. Anthony's hype.
Yeah, yeah. Stars Chris Evans. Sorry.
Wow, we're so
this
out
is
of it.
A train wreck. Sorry. Just FYI, I was like, "What was he there?" I'm like, I got really
Sorry.
Excited just then.
Sorry.
I was like, was he?
What's going on?
Was he the raptor?
He probably was. No, Chris Pratt.
Damn.
I was watching a video with Chris Evans. That's why. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And some redhead.
Oh, Dallas Bryce Howard, who was also Gwen Stacy in Spider-Man 3.
Right. She was blonde there.
Yes. Yes. Yes, she was.
Yes.
Yeah. And my favorite actress who's in this movie, Judy Greer, is in there.
Oh, yeah, she's in there. She's the mom.
The mom?
Yeah, she's also Cheryl from Archer.
Oh.
Yeah, she was the moms.
Yeah, and then, of course, needy little brother and angsty teenager.
Oh, come on.
Fill out the cast.
Your favorite.
Yeah, of course.
Your favorite archetype.
Oh, of course. Of course.
When my brother and I watched it, obviously.
Were you guys just like,
that's you? I'm like, yeah, I'm the older brother, just staring at chicks, not giving a care, only about chicks.
You're just going to stare at them, man?
Yeah, what do you think's going to happen? Just stare at them. Lots! Okay, kid?
Thanks, man.
That's the best.
Anthony, did you like Jurassic World?
I thought Jurassic World was fun. I didn't think it was super great, but I didn't feel like I wasted my money after the movie ended.
Eh.
Like, this is one of the, like... Usually the kid aspect doesn't bother me in movies like it does you, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The two,
they weren't that bad.
The two kids served literally no purpose.
Welcome to growing up.
As he drinks his coffee. No, like the two kids in this movie served no point. There was no point for these kids to be there other than to have action scenes.
What?
Like, they served no purpose to the story. The story could have gone perfectly without them. And I thought that sucked. I wanted to see more Chris Pratt being a badass, but then it was tied to relationship stuff where he had a previous relationship with that Dallas girl. I forget her name already.
Doctor.
The doctor.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
Sorry, no, sorry. She's just not doctor. She's like captain.
Oh, she's the business lady.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget what her name was. Oops. Claire.
There we go. With Claire and... Like, it's hard for me to care about a relationship that's already established in some way in a movie.
Like her and Pratt?
Yeah, her and Pratt. Like, it's easier for me to care if it's like, oh, I see the buddings of a relationship and whatever.
But there was buddings.
Yeah, they're never together.
Yeah.
It seemed like, even from the very beginning, it was just like, they both know they wanted each other already, but, like, for some reason, her pride, I guess, didn't allow her, or his... Like, ego didn't allow him, right?
What?
That's what I took from it.
I thought it was just a failed first date.
Yeah. Like, what is going on with you?
He even says, who prints out an itinerary on a first date?
No, I think they secretly want each other.
God, so deep.
I know.
Needlessly deep.
You're looking way too deep into Jurassic World.
It's just their acting was so good. So, yeah, like, all I wanted out of this movie was dinosaurs and Chris Pratt being a dinosaur badass. And it, like, half delivered. But it delivered enough to where I was like, I'm good. I'm good on the dinosaur action. Yeah. But those kids were just a waste.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was fun. I recommend to see it just because it's a really cool blockbuster and visually it's really cool. We saw it in 3D, correct? Yes.
Saw an IMAX.
It's IMAX 3D.
Yeah.
I don't think the 3D really did anything.
It never does.
Yeah, it never does. So you don't really need to see it in 3D. I don't think there are like some vehicle scenes where maybe D-Box would be cool.
Okay, actually, I went to see it in D-Box, and it was actually really good in D-Box.
Okay.
Because whenever the dinosaur stepped, it would go down. I thought was like, oh, God.
Okay, that sounds really sick. So, like, if you can see it in D-Box, not 3D, do that. But, yeah, I thought the movie was... It's a summer blockbuster. It's not super amazing, but it filled its purpose of seeing cool action and dinosaurs eating each other.
Yes.
Do you agree with his statements, Blevin?
Yes, but I think I have much more nostalgia for it than he does.
I honestly remember barely anything
from Jurassic Park. I remember everything from Jurassic Park.
The guy got eaten on the toilet, and then there was the raptor tapping its claw on the thing.
On the thing?
It was on a glass or something?
It was on the floor.
On the floor, okay.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. God.
And then someone was a clever girl.
God. That's only because of the meme.
Yeah.
You don't even actually know what happens in that scene.
I don't. I just know because of the meme, straight up. I'll admit it.
But my favorite Jurassic World, or my favorite Jurassic Park is actually the second one.
Oh, you suck. It's the first one, man.
The first one's just really good.
Yeah, the first one's the one.
No, I always tell everyone.
What about the third one?
Shut up.
I always tell everyone that the first one is the best one, but the second one is my favorite just because it's pure nostalgia for me.
Okay.
For that one. Like, that's the one I saw the most, and the one I liked the concept, and I had the toys and everything.
Is that the one where they go to San Fran?
Yeah, where they try to harvest the dinosaurs and bring them back to the mainland.
Did they ever go to space in Jurassic Park?
No.
No.
Oh, that's Dino Crisis.
That's Freddy versus Jason.
Sorry, that's Dino Crisis.
But yeah, this movie had a lot of nostalgia for me, especially the part when the kid opens the door and it just plays that.
Oh my God.
Old Jurassic Park.
I wanted to go into this movie just like no expectations, just devoid of everything. Like, you know how Stacker Pentecost from Pacific Rim is like, I bring nothing into The Drift. I bring nothing into Ancaster Cinemas. I just sit there and just enjoy the movie as it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But even I was shattered at the end when there was the T-Rex Velociraptor combo play.
The bro dinosaurs.
Where he like jumped on his back and everything. I was like, this is the stupidest thing. And then I saw it again in another time, and I'm like, oh my God, this is the sickest.
Yeah, it's the sickest thing in that whole movie.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even realize that he was just riding on the T-Rex and just like hanging out.
That was cool.
And then I love how they subtly remind you the Momosaurus is there. I call him Momosaurus. Like,
the fish thing?
Yeah. They subtly remind you he's there. First they like show you him, and then he eats that chick. He's like, oh, he's there, isn't he? It would have been funny if he just popped out all the time.
Here goes.
But yeah, no, I really like this movie. I did not expect a twist with the Raptors, spoilers, find a new alpha. I actually didn't expect that.
Yeah, neither did I.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. But yeah, one of them got rocket launcher. That was funny.
Oh yeah, they were just staring at him and got blown up.
Yeah, my little brother's like, whoa! I was like, that's hilarious. Yeah, actually got blown up. Yeah, no, I like the movie a lot. And like, I found the kids not that bad. But then again, in the first movie, they weren't even angsty at all, actually.
No, because they were kids.
Yeah, they were actual kids. They just they knew they needed help.
Yeah, I won't lie. I found the angsty teenager more annoying than the kid.
Yeah, the kid was actually fine.
Yeah, I think the kid was fine.
Seemed like he wanted to do something about it.
Yeah, the kid like was just like super, like the teenager was super like, nonchalant.
I'm so out of it. Whatever, dinosaurs. Stupid.
But I really liked a lot of throwbacks that they did, like the original Jurassic Park Jeeps, the red and white one.
Yeah,
I'm glad they weren't the stupid green ones that they had from the old one. You know, the one that was on the track.
Yeah.
I really like the fact that they used the flare for the T-Rex, like they did in the first one.
Oh, where, to lead them.
Yeah, to the, you know, the two scientists. They used the flare and the thing to throw it and the thing. The goat. It ate the goat. Right.
Was that in the first movie?
Yeah, because like They feed the T-Rex. Oh, they're like, what's going to happen to the goat? And the kid has those glasses that he opened up in the thing. The night vision glasses, right? Which were they were looking at in their thing.
Go get smoked. Yeah.
And then they go back to the old center for the park. And then, you know, the banners at the bottom were like the T-Rex where the banner fell down at the end of it. And then, yeah, it's everything. It's good. And I like how in the first one, the two antagonists were the T-Rex and the Velociraptors. And in this one, the heroes are Ovs.
Yes.
The T-Rex and the Raptors.
The Raps.
So, yeah, the Raps. So have you heard about the sequel to this?
No.
Jurassic World.
With a Z. apparently, they might be going to like Siberia or something. And there's going to be like woolly mammoths and stuff. Because the engine guy left, right, with all the stuff. And so they might have new species and stuff for Chris Pratt to fight.
Saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah. Oh, I also like how they brought the old scientist back. He was in the first one for, like, briefly.
Was he?
Yeah, he was the guy who was, like, when they were hatching the raptors, he was like, you know, oh, yeah, we, you know, population control is one of our security features. Everyone here is female. Like, all the dinosaurs are female. He's like, just a scientist explaining all that stuff.
Oh.
And now he's the head of the whole thing, okay. You know, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if I recommend it, if there's anything I took out from this, watch the first one first, and then come back and see this one.
Okay.
Because, like, it's just a lot of...
You got a bunch of references, I guess?
Yeah, you got a bunch of references. Like, okay. They really threw back a lot. Two and three, they don't even mention at all.
Yeah, they tried to erase those from history. For good reason.
Because, I mean, like, the whole time in the beginning half of the movie, they kept talking about John Hammond,
yes.
Which is the original creator of the park, right? Okay. And then, like, and then his catchphrase is always, we spared no expense. And the guy said that, right? Mm-hmm. And then nobody gets that. Except for me, it's like... So, yeah.
You made a Velociraptor sound?
Yeah.
In the theater?
That's exactly it. But yeah, no, I really liked it a lot. I think my favorite thing to come out of this movie was all the memes about the zookeeper stuff.
Yes.
Where like...
Oh my god.
Or like, they're doing the Chris Pratt thing where it's like, hey! Stand back! Stand back!
Yo, the one you posted was so funny.
Which one?
With the Yarn Yoshis?
The Yarn Yoshis? No, I thought the one with Kaiba and the Three Blue Eyes was hilarious.
That was good.
Yeah.
I retweeted that. That was, really, that was hilarious. Funny.
Yeah. So yeah, please go see Jurassic World. I give it a 8 out of 10 with Velociraptors.
Wow.
Very high.
A lot of Velociraptors.
And a pterodactyl. Oh. Maybe a pterodactyl.
So it's like, those pterodactyls are point scorers?
Did you guys catch Sarah, Littlefoot, and Spike? They're all in this movie too.
Were they really?
No! Oh, how sick would it be though, right?
Just a
pack of them traveling together, like in the background.
I would have totally gone to see this movie again.
Yeah, I would have lost it. They're just in the background.
Yeah, just a bunch of dinosaurs, like one triceratops, one long neck.
Yeah, one thing just walking by. So that would end me.
I was just thinking about, like, yeah, when I showed the scene of all the dead dinosaurs, I was like, were they there?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. Yeah, no, so I like it. Yeah.
Cool. I also like it. It's fun. It was great. Dinosaurs. They bit things. They ate things. Kid sucked. Chris Pratt was awesome.
You got the concise review over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently, like, there's a big deal about her wearing heels the whole time.
Yeah, I was going to question it because I'm like, she's in heels. But you know what? She did her whole, I'm going to rip this dress up. I'm going to tie it and make myself look rugged.
Now I'm in action mode.
Yeah, and I was like, I believe you. Sure.
Do it. I've seen girls run in heels. It's crazy.
She outran T-Rex.
Yeah.
In heels.
She took a long time, eh? Like, she waited till the T-Rex was like almost right up to her.
Yeah. Like breath.
Yeah.
A breath away.
They're like, what's up? Oh, man. That's the guy who I like. The control dude. Oh. He was so funny. No, there was no fat guy.
The guy who got eaten.
No. The guy who had the dinosaur things.
Oh, the guy.
Oh man, that scene where he tried to kiss that girl was the funniest.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in New Girl. He was in.
Is he in New Girl? Oh, Schmidt. Yeah, right. Yeah. No.
He was also in that. What was the movie? Was it Pacific Rim? No, that was another guy. No.
Yo, he was funny.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah. Lols.
Yeah. No. We recommend it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the actual dinosaur.
Indominus Rex?
Yeah, sorry, Imperiosaur.
Albinosaurus?
Albinosaurus.
Camouflage, opposable thumbs.
What do you want to talk about? It's a fake dinosaur.
It could do everything. It was so sick.
It was a frog raptor, bro.
It's the it's the ultimate monster hunter.
With goat's blood. I don't know what he is.
Yeah, but then the Momosaurus just...
Yeah, yo, if that thing was on land, everybody's fucked. Good thing that thing's underwater.
So funny.
Yeah, no, it was... it's fun. It's fun.
Was it, though?
I liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like the dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. When the final battle is going on, I'm like, damn it, Godzilla. You've ruined this for me.
Why?
Because I'm just thinking, like, These guys are like the size of buildings and doing it.
That got, the Godzilla fights in those movies were really good.
Yeah.
Wait, or in that movie.
Like
the new one. The latest Godzilla.
Yeah, it was good, right?
Yeah, and I was just like, Godzilla has ruined dinosaurs for me.
He's not really a dinosaur.
If they're not the size of
skyscrapers. No, he's not, but I mean, they might as well be monsters.
Yeah. That's true, that's true.
They're mini kaiju.
Yeah, I wish Chris Pratt just got into a Jaeger and just like gone.
He went to the drift alone.
Yeah.
Or no, he was him and a raptor going into the drift.
Yeah, that'd be
nice. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Okay then. Yeah. That's that.
Yo.
Guess what?
What?
We were gone.
For a long time.
Guess we were. And now you're gonna hear the story of why we were gone. It wasn't very important.
But whose story are we gonna
hear? It was pretty important.
We're gonna hear
Let's go yours first. I actually wanna know. Come on.
We'll go yours first.
Why?
Because I think ours will be longer.
Like way longer?
No.
Yeah, it's probably super long.
No.
A lot of inside jokes. But we won't get it. We'll laugh along. It'll be awkward. Totally cool.
Two of us will get it.
Yeah. Hey, you totally sold me on it. So go
Three?
Ahead.
Huh? He was there.
Yeah, but is TJ gonna talk? Is TJ gonna talk on the podcast?
Yeah, that's true.
If we require it.
Yeah.
He's our producer.
Say, I went to Vegas. I went to go play Modern Masters there. I got this. The big highlight is that I actually was pretty tame. I didn't drink that much. I didn't thing, but I just
feel like that's a lie.
Yeah, I didn't actually. I just hung out with my cousin a lot because I hadn't seen him in like a decade almost.
8 years.
Yeah.
What? How? I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say. But highlights from the trip, I did poorly at the event.
Awesome.
I played Magic drunk. They had a free event that put out 5,000 people, which is more than any attendance of any Grand Prix that I've ever been to.
Whoa.
So free events apparently get a lot of people out. It was smelly.
Did it smell like people that haven't taken showers? Or did it smell like
But it's
people...
like 10,000 of them in one room.
Oh.
Six.
Because there's like a different smell between body heat
but
and
that was only the main lobby. Sure. They opened up the warehouse where everything was going to be, they had the AC full blast. Like, it was cold in there. I had to wear a sweater.
Cool.
They really, really knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else happens? I got to visit the Hoover Dam.
Cool.
I also went to a fancy dinner where they had like those...
Oh, you told us about this, yeah.
Yeah, but I accidentally got drunk.
What?
So I had a wine pairing with each of my courses.
All right.
For like, you know, the
appetizer. Oh, yeah,
yeah. And I have like no alcohol tolerance,
yeah,
right? So they're like, oh, hey, this is like, you know, this sake from Japan, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, yeah, bring it on, dude. Yeah, foie gras, hell yeah. It wasn't like that, but
they don't give you a lot of liquid, do they?
I know they don't, but I just can't handle my alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh man, I was hammered, like eating this fancy dinner. And yeah, those dinners are like super small things, but they taste delicious.
Oh, of course, it's the best one single bite.
Yeah, I know, it's insane. But actually, I was full at the end of it.
That's good.
Yeah, it was.
Were you comfortably full, or were you like full?
Comfortably full. Okay. I was comfortably full. I didn't actually get to do much of the buffets when I was there.
Uh-huh.
It was hard to find places to eat, except, you know, in the big hotels in the evening. But, there were some funny things where, like, we saw a waitress whose actual name on her name tag was Wei Ting.
Oh, my God.
What? No way.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, like, a joke.
No.
Oh, man.
She lost a bet.
She lost a bet. But it was a white girl. I didn't understand why her name was like that.
Yeah, no, she was Asian. I didn't gamble.
What?
Yeah, I didn't do anything like very... So the first four days was me doing magic stuff. And the 2 days that I had left over, I spent with my family.
Oh, okay.
So it was pretty... It was hot.
You didn't go to the craps table and just drop a mythic and be like, boom, no. Mythic on red.
Apparently a lot of people did that. Not me, so... Huh. Yeah, overall, it was a pretty tame trip. But I did enjoy seeing my family. That was the big highlight. So, and magic is kind of whatever.
So, like, how was the tournament set up? Like, is it like
the same,
other GPs?
Yeah, this is basically the same as other GPs and stuff. They had this like divided into like different sections to make it more manageable for the judges and stuff.
Okay.
And it was like there was a lot of people.
So the only one I went to with you was the Toronto one. Were the sections smaller than that or like bigger than
Way
that?
Way bigger. Like that,
oh, geez.
That GP would have fit into like one section of this one.
Wow.
But I mean, you can't really get the scale of it because like the convention hall is so big.
Okay.
And they ran two GPs at the same time. Like Grand Prix Las Vegas was split into two. And then, yeah.
Oh, okay. All
because right. There was just so many people, right?
That's cool.
So, and their program can't handle like the pairings and stuff, right?
Mm.
So they split it up into two GPs, and within the GPs there was four sections per GP. So they had to split it up like that to really help with the numbers. But the biggest thing to come out of this is that there was a controversy, which is now everyone's calling Goifgate.
Goifgate!
Oh, Goifgate. But the, okay. I think
so I basically in the top eight draft, the person that the camera was following opened up a Tarmogoyf, which was a $175 right? card. But when foiled, it was $750.
Okay.
But it was also foiled, and because it's the top eight draft, it's also stamped.
Oh.
So that's like one of a kind type thing, right? Because cool. This is the only time there would be like a sanctioned... like a Modern Masters event like this, right? With a stamp.
So like what
stamped, what does that mean?
Like there's actual, so in all, okay, so I think I've explained this before, but for every major Magic event, there's always 2 days. If you get to your second day of event, if it's a format that requires you to open new product, the product when you look at it, when you get it in your table is already opened and repackaged with a white paper band around it. It's because the judges have opened up all the packs and stamped them all, so that if there's any discrepancy in the draft, they can remake the draft.
Like, this card wasn't in the draft. How did he put this card
yes.
in the deck? Okay.
Yeah, because the stamps are all different on different ones and all that kind of stuff. So they have it so it's stamped so that if they needed to, they can put all the cards back and then, you know,
okay. See
what happened. So it was pack two. So it's 2 out of 3 packs. So he's already had one pack, and he was very firmly in its color combination, red-white.
Okay.
Tarmogoyf is a green card.
Yeah.
So he had the choice between that green card or a red card, which is good for his deck. He chose the Tarmogoyf for the monetary value.
Smart.
Now, some major pros, like, really berated him for this and told him, you know, you don't respect the game, you just did it for the money, you should have taken the card that gave you the best option to win, you know, the best likelihood to help you win the tournament, right?
Okay.
He went on to sell this card for, do you guys know how much it sold for?
The last time I saw the eBay account, it was at 22,000.
I don't think it came up that high.
I thought I saw something like that.
I'm pretty sure it was only like 16K.
Was it?
I don't know. All I saw was half the charity.
Yeah, half the charity. I think he did sell it for 16K.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe 16 to 20K, I don't know. But he sold it for, the prize payout for this event was maximum $4,000.
Oh, what? Yeah. Take the money.
Yeah, well, man.
He wouldn't have known that it would have gotten that high.
Oh.
He only did it for, like, just, he could trade it in right away and get 750 for it, right?
Right.
To help him fund his future endeavors.
Right.
But because of the controversy, and it was on camera and everything, yeah. It's part of, like, Magic history and the largest tournament in the world. Yeah. How much did he sell it for?
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah. So he sold it for, yeah, whatever, 16,000 I thought it was.
Did he just do the charity side because he felt pressured?
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, it would have been sweet if you just
kept it. Because I would have just kept it. I would have been like, whatever. Fuck the game, I'm a sellout.
Yeah. So, yeah, that I thought that was quite funny that that happened. Yeah. I wasn't there for that, even though I was kind of there for that.
Right.
Like, I was around, but, you know, I didn't really hear about it. That's cool. So.
Interesting.
But, yeah, so that's the things that happened. And, yeah, it was a fun trip. I really enjoyed seeing my family, and I can't wait to go to next week. I'm going to be away in Montreal.
Oh, for another...
Yeah, not the 27th, but the first week of July. Yeah.
Okay.
Grand Prix Montreal.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like fun.
It is.
You still searching over there, Anthony? Or you...
Yeah, I have no...
It's okay, don't worry. Don't worry about it. I'll look for it while you guys are talking about yours. So, tell me about Thailand.
Yeah, so we went to Thailand. Japan.
You racist.
That was the Street Fighter 2 stage select.
Okay, seriously, man. Like, dude, come on. Come back here. Come on.
Just because you went to Japan doesn't mean
USSR.
Wow. But yeah, no, we went to myself, Anthony, and Secret Ghost Chair TJ went to Japan. And we hung out in Japan. Pretty cool.
This was the most anti story ever.
I think Anthony has a lot more he's gonna talk about, so don't worry about that. But that's generally how I viewed the trip.
Well, because you've already been, right?
Yeah. I think, actually, you know what? Anthony could talk about Japan. I will talk about Anthony.
Now we're cooking. Now we are cooking. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, it's 19,000.
19? Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, come on.
Wait, I'm trying to find the thing I want.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
What are you searching for?
Oh, I can't use Flash. All right. Well, I'm just going to pull up a Street Fighter 2 soundboard. So anytime I had to say Japan, I would just press the button. But, so yeah, we went to Japan.
Yeah.
That place is cool.
Mm.
So we ended up, it was a straight flight to Tokyo from Toronto. It's like a 13-hour flight. What I didn't know is that it's faster to go to the top of the globe because the globe is small. Like, the Earth is smaller up there. And so you get there faster. I did not know that. That was the first fact. That was really cool.
You okay?
But so we got there and we went to Tokyo, and Tokyo's busy. It is a busy city.
Mm.
The first thing for me was like getting used to all the trains.
Mm.
And it was kind of nerve-wracking getting on the trains, because like when they're on time, they mean they're on time. Like,
you were what do you mean nerve-wracking?
I don't know, like I felt like I was getting in the way of everybody. I didn't know what the train etiquette was. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was taking forever at the ticket booth. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And
that sounds about right.
and, like, it's crazy how on time they are. It's, like, it's 12. If a train is going to be at the station for 12:30, it's 12:29. You see it coming down the tracks, and it stops, and then it's 12:30. I'm like, oh, my God. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But we spent a lot of time in Akihabara, which is, like, the nerd portion of that.
Yeah.
Of that place. And that place is very vertical.
Japan's very vertical.
Yeah, Japan's very vertical. But like, I guess I noticed it there the most, where when you look at stores, it's stores on top of stores.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look up when shopping instead of looking just side to side. And also, if you go like one floor too high, it's like, boom, pornography.
Yes.
Like, that country is very liberal with their pornography. It's just everywhere.
But all their pornography is censored.
All their pornography is censored. That is true. But it is still everywhere.
Yes.
Tokyo is really cool. We went to Tokyo Skytree, which is like, I guess, their CN Tower equivalent.
Sure.
Wherever you are, if you have like a tower that's just a tourist trap, it's kind of like that. We went. What was the temple called, or the shrine
in Tokyo?
Yeah.
We went to a shrine in Tokyo?
Well, that big one with where we got our fortunes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Asakusa.
Was that it?
Asakusa? It was Asakusa. Okay.
Zabuza?
Naruto? Yeah, it was the Zabuza shrine.
Oh my god, yes.
With the giant pagoda.
Oh yeah. My god, yes.
We went to the Asakusa shrine, and we got our luck there.
Yeah.
TJ, what did you get? You got moderate luck?
Yeah, regular.
Regular luck?
Yeah.
I got best luck. I was like, I was pretty happy about my best luck. But this motherfucker sitting across from me right now, Vince, he pulls out the best luck with a "the" in front of it. And I'm like, what the hell? How is this even possible? How do you get better than best luck? Like,
oh, God, that's too
yeah. funny. And there's a lot of cool things there. Like, we learned about, like, purifying yourself. Like, so there's, like, a purifying fountain, and you take this ladle, pretty much. You purify your left hand and your right hand. If you want, you can like, you can kind of mouthwash some of the water, and then you tilt the stick up with the remaining water and purify the stick itself, so that I guess your like sins are not on the stick for the next person, right?
Interesting.
There's also like a smoke thing. I forget what like it was called, but you can like buy incense sticks, or you can use the incense sticks that are already in the bowl. And you can waft smoke on yourself, and the smoke is supposed to cure ailments or like help you do better at certain things. So there were like people there with like broken arms, and they would like waft the smoke on their arm. I guess they were praying for a fast healing. I did it on my head for memory. It didn't work.
Nope.
Certainly
not.
And
I told you, you should have threw in your
just $100 bill. Just yeah, boom.
I told you, but
let's go all the way. Yeah. Back to nerd stuff, I learned that gashapon machines are mad dangerous.
And they're everywhere.
So, luckily for me, like, I had this, I wanted this Yowamushi pedal figure. And I got it on my second try, so that wasn't so bad. But I found this one character. She's like, I forget her name, but it's like a girl in a, like a business kind of outfit. And she sits on your cups, but it's like in kind of comedy poses and stuff. So she'll be like doing a handspring, or she'll be like hanging off a clover or something. And I just wanted all of them. So I was just dropping in $2, $3 into these machines. Like,
mm-hmm.
And before I knew it, I had spent like $15, $20 on these little cup girls. I'm like, whoa, no wonder these things are dangerous. Because you just keep going. And if you get doubles, you're kind of SOL.
Yeah.
Bought a lot of games. A lot of games I can't read.
Yeah. Yo, Flavin. Did you see Anthony's list of games?
Yeah. He got them all.
He bought them all
first day. I got all of them.
Like, first day. Oh, my God. What do you think he did when we came back to the hotel?
He opened them all.
And?
Smelled them. Oh, did he?
Yeah. That's
kind of I only smelled the new one.
Oh, no. I saw you. You smelt them all.
No, I smelt the new one. And then I found some games I didn't even know I wanted. So I got those.
He bought those, too.
Oh, my God.
Like, they had the special edition of JoJo's All-Star Battle that comes with, like, the big Jotaro statue and, like, the gold Giorno plate. And it was $40! I'm like, can't pass up a deal.
Oh, God.
Can't pass up a sale.
So I guess your need to buy things that are, as you call, quote-unquote, a deal must have been exemplified. Like,
yeah, so that's the thing. Like, when
magnified here in Japan.
When you're in another country, like, I talked about this with my other friend. It's like, when I'm here, it's like, man, this game I want, but it's like $15. It's too expensive. I'll just wait. When I'm in Japan, I'm like, yo, $30? No problem. Just dropping my... I paid like $50 for a DS game. Like, yeah. A regular DS game. Yeah, I went nuts. I found like everything I wanted there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I didn't realize the used market for games there is amazing.
Yep.
Because everything comes back... It doesn't matter if it's games, doesn't matter if it's toys. Everything comes back pristine. Like, it might as well be new in box. It comes back with the instruction manual, everything in there. If there's, like, a promo card, like, even though they probably use the code, they put the promo card back in. Everything is mint condition. Even in toys, like, so I bought some Gurren Lagann toys, and in the joints where, during packaging, they put, like, protective plastic under it, the people who owned it put the protective plastic back in the proper spots.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is nuts. I don't know. What else can we talk about in Tokyo?
I don't know what we can talk about.
Yeah. Like, legally, or... No, we I guess after Tokyo, we went to... Did you want to say anything about Tokyo?
It was Tokyo. It's yeah. Busy.
TJ, fun. Did you want to say anything about Tokyo that you like?
I think, as the toy guy, we got to go to the Tamashii Nations event that they had going on.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
A lot of people there. A lot of cool new toys on display.
Toys you can't have.
Yeah. It was fun. It's fun. Went to the Gundam Cafe.
Oh, yeah, we did. And I felt my first earthquake there.
Yeah, there was an earthquake. When we were...
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because it was the Gundam Cafe. We thought it was, like, part of the restaurant. We're like, is this, like, a Gundam starting up? Like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we're like, oh, that was an earthquake.
I think the magnitude was, like, 8.3.
That's pretty good.
That was 8.3, but that was, like, in the ocean.
Right. So we only felt the after effects, but
yeah.
The trains were stopped.
Oh, okay.
That was the only time a train was late.
Yeah.
Was when there was an earthquake. And I was like, you know what? That's reasonable. Like, the earth moved. You can have that one, Japan.
Yeah.
I think we stayed there for about 4 days.
Yeah.
We did 3 days worth of stuff, and then, like, the fourth day was kind of, like, recap day, like, if you want to go back anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, we went to Shibuya.
We did. Oh, my God. Anthony has never bought so many clothes
at once. I bought clothes, which is nuts. Weird.
Yeah.
I bought a belt, bought a bunch of shirts, I bought two swimming trunks.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Uh-huh.
Buying clothes?
I bought a jacket. I bought a jacket.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, Uniqlo's my new favorite clothing store. They had an Osamu Tezuka event. So they had a bunch of Osamu Tezuka shirts. Like, they had an Astro Boy shirt. They had, like, a Blackjack shirt.
Oh, man, I would love that. They had a bunch of like stuff. I actually like Osamu Tezuka's stuff a lot. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went to Scramble Crossing. Yo, it's a minefield of people.
Man, it's nuts.
What's Scramble Crossing?
You know...
Oh, the X Crossing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, people cross, like, the main, left, right, and diagonal.
Yeah, main Shibuya Crossing
Yeah.
Is crazy. But, man, there's a lot of cool... There's a lot of fashion going on there. It's like, because it is like the fashion district.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of well-dressed people there.
Yeah.
We went to the 109 building, which I guess I learned. I don't know if you guys learned. But the 109 building proper is, like, strictly women's stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a 109's men's building,
mm-hmm.
which is cool. I pretty much lived my, like, the world ends with you dreams. I didn't get to play Tin Pin Slammer, but whatever. Yeah.
Well, we were in Shibuya. We had lunch. We had this delicious ramen.
It was so good.
But there's a problem with this ramen.
Okay.
It's the broth. You get to choose if you want light.
Light, medium, or heavy. Mm-hmm.
TJ and Anthony were like, whatever. Heavy it is.
When in Rome. So what I thought it was going to be was like, it's like heavy in flavor. Like I thought it was just going to be a rich flavor because the only places ramen places I've been to are like here in Toronto. And when they ask you for broth, it's like, do you want a little bit of flavor, a rich flavor, like a regular flavor? So I was like, whatever, I'll just get all the flavor. It is the actual thickness of the broth is the thing they're talking about.
Okay, so, like, when he said light, medium, heavy, or whatever, I immediately thought thickness.
No,
how could that not
say I thought end? It was, I was just
I
like,
immediately
this is...
thought the consistency as well.
Yeah, like,
that's why when you guys said heavy, I'm like... Wow, okay.
Like there is no other way that I would
I immediately that. Went to that's an English typo. They mean heavy like
You merely thought consistency.
Yeah.
Right?
I knew what it was.
So
and
was
I
it
assumed
like?
You guys knew what it was.
It is like a syrup, the broth.
That's so gross.
It had like ramen with the consistency of maple syrup.
Of maple syrup as a broth.
That sucks.
It lives up to its name. It stuck with me for the whole day. I didn't feel like I needed to eat ever again.
These guys looked horrible. Like, it was like midday and these were like,
it was like 5 hours of walking up and down stairs and they were like, oh, are you guys hungry? We're like, no, it's still here. It's still within us. Like, it won't go away.
It was great.
But it was better for our health and beauty, so.
Yeah.
That worked out. I guess in Tokyo, was that really? We didn't go to Tokyo Tower, but after that we went to, from big city to ghost town.
Yeah, we took the bullet train.
Yeah, we took the bullet train, which is cool.
Yeah.
Is it 300 miles or 300 kilometers it goes?
I think it's miles.
Yeah, so that's crazy fast.
It's the smoothest train you'll ever ride on.
I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
Like, we started to go and I looked out the window, I'm like, oh, we're already moving. That's nuts. Through like some turns, like I guess because it's maglev, and so the magnets don't hit each other or grind, they curve the track kind of like a roller coaster for like for wider bends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. That was like the smoothest,
coolest
train ride ever.
Yep.
Then we went to Matsusaka.
Yep.
Which is a ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a jarring difference from like. I can't get away from people Tokyo to like there are no people to get away from in Matsusaka. Over there they're famous for their beef and their cotton.
Mm.
TJ and I found our new callings as Japanese cotton makers.
Yeah.
Man, that place was cool. So yeah, we got to make our own like cotton squares and we bought some stuff there. They had some local stuff is the No, wait. First we went on a tour.
Yep.
Yeah, there was an English-speaking tour there, luckily, and they took us on a tour of the city, told us the history, and our tour guide surprised us dressed as samurai to tell us the history of their castle. And then afterwards, we got to try on samurai armor. That was pretty cool.
Yep.
But I was
wearing shorts.
I was wearing shorts.
So
I didn't know
that
we were going to do this. And I was like, oh, it's pretty hot out. We're going to walk.
It was raining and it was overcast.
It was pretty hot out and we're going to walk. So I'm going to wear shorts. And then I was a samurai in shorts.
Yeah. You looked ridiculous.
And then all the locals were just like, that's hilarious. like you just hear everybody laughing.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We got to go into, they had like a samurai village of like their like actual samurai houses.
Yep.
That was built back in the day. And some people actually live in those houses. But there was, in the one we were in, they had a... I guess like a long piece of paper.
Yep.
And it was signed by all different types of samurai. But the thing is that they also sign it with their blood. So on it, over their name, is like a thumbprint with their actual blood stain on the paper. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we did traditional Japanese tea ceremony.
Yep. We certainly did.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was good tea.
I can't sit on my knees. Like, where you sit on my legs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's hard for, I don't know, like, it's hard for me, maybe, but, like, I can't do it. Like,
no, it's difficult.
Yeah.
I was used to it because I used to do it with a lot of, like, martial arts and stuff. Like,
yeah,
you sit like that.
like, you gotta start when you're a kid.
Do you eventually get, like, if you started now, would you eventually get used to it, or is it, like,
eventually, a youth thing? It'd be tough to do, but...
But yeah, that was, like, my legs, at one point, my legs just straight fell asleep.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god. There was some local stuff there. Oh, we had the Matsusaka beef after that. That was, like, pretty much the best meal I had.
Yeah, we had shabu shabu. That was super good.
There was some local stuff. Like, I went to the local arcade. I got third place in a bullet hell. So I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good. And I also beat a local in Street Fighter. And I felt very proud of myself.
And then
I proceeded to get stomped by a local in Street Fighter. So, like, what happened was I went to the arcade and I was like, oh, I'll play Street Fighter. I'll just fool around. And then So it's like a new challenger approaches. I'm like, oh shit, like, whatever. And so it turns out I stomped this guy with Makoto, and it was like I won just two in a row. And so I was like, cool. And then I went back to the arcade mode, just doing whatever. And it's like another challenger approaches. I'm like, oh, does he want like a rematch? I guess it was a different name, like triple the amount of points that guy had, and I was like, shit. So I proceeded to get like creamed. Like, he just totally shit on me.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, I was watching the locals play, mm-hmm. and I noticed that on one of the unused cabinets, it had local rankings. Mm-hmm. And because I only knew that because it said local rankings in English. Mm-hmm. And at the number one spot was the guy who stomped me. He had the most points in the arcade. And I was like, oh, okay. This makes sense.
Oh, that, yeah, because he's like, who's this?
Who is this Gaijin? Like, what is he doing here? Yeah, but the arcade was cool. Like, it makes me miss arcades here. Like, a lot of the old games I wanted to play were, like, two for a dollar. I kind of went nuts on Taiko Drum Master.
Yeah, you did. I couldn't stay in the arcade because it just smells like smoke.
Yeah, to me, I guess, like, as a kid, my grandpa, I always smoked, so I was just totally used to it. I was like, oh, it smells like my grandpa. Like, I'm just...
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, like, I'm at my grandparents' house right now, but playing a bunch of video games.
Yeah.
Then we stayed in Matsusaka the longest.
Yeah.
But from there, we went to Iga, the ninja village.
Yep.
We dressed up as ninjas and went around town.
We did.
Shocked local children that there were ninjas walking around.
Yep.
We
went to the Issei Shrine.
Issei Shrine, yes. Yes.
We went to Issei Shopping.
Issei Shopping, yeah.
We didn't really do much.
Issei Shrine was the gold one?
No, it was the... There's a gate, like there's a barrier.
Oh, the Grand Shrine.
Yeah.
Okay, that was that. Okay.
Yeah, in the forest.
That one was cool. That was like, I expected more stairs, but it was cool. Yeah. It's like in the middle of a forest, and this is like a holy ground, like no pictures up. They were like straight up like Shinto monks just chilling, like doing whatever they do.
Yeah. And then from there, we went to Kyoto for a day.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the Gold Shrine there.
It's a Gold Shrine. The Gold Shrine is gold.
It's gold, and that's it.
And that's it. There's nothing else to do. There was a bike park that Vince wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I wish I brought my bike.
Yeah. Because it says bike park.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds good. What else did we do there? Oh, we tried to go to the manga museum.
That was closed.
But that was closed on specifically Wednesdays, and we went on a Wednesday.
That's because we also went to the other shrine on the other side of the city.
Yeah, that too.
Where there we had, like, a love stone. We had,
There was those three fountains, then whatever you drink from gets that like wisdom or strength or health.
Yep.
We did a lot of stuff this trip. This trip was awesome.
Yeah, and then after Kyoto, we finished the trip in Osaka.
Uh-huh. And Osaka...
Osaka's like Tokyo.
It's like a Tokyo with a lot more foreigners.
Is it?
I felt like I heard a lot more like Chinese or just Mandarin and Kanto. I feel like I saw a lot more white people there than I saw in Tokyo.
Maybe.
But maybe it's just pure density in Tokyo.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought it was about the same. But yeah, no. And Osaka's Denden Town and
other stuff. Went to Denden Town. It's like a kind of chiller Akihabara.
Yeah.
But it's still, you can get all the stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that place is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how convenient everything is to get around,
mm-hmm.
in just because trains go everywhere, and like buses go everywhere, and like they're on time. If they're early, they wait. If they're never late, so they're not late.
Mm-hmm.
Food's I like the I think the one thing I really liked about that country is the food portions or the food sizes, where after every meal I felt nourished and I felt comfortably full and ready to tackle the rest of my day. Mm-hmm. But I never felt like I just wanted to keel over.
Right.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. That country's sick.
You like the vending machines?
I like the vending machines. I like that you can get hot and or cold drinks. I like that I can get ice cream from vending machines.
You can, can't you do that here?
Can you? I've never seen one here. But again, we've established during this trip, I don't get out a lot.
Yeah. Which leads me to my side of the trip. So, you think you know someone, right, Blavin?
Oh my god, wait. Oh my god, hold on. Okay, go.
Okay, so you think you know someone, and then you travel with someone.
I told you!
Yeah. I know, no, don't worry. So, something that we failed to say is, when in hotels, what were our living arrangements?
Yeah.
Or, I never shared a room with Anthony or Tristan, or TJ. I only shared with my sister.
Okay.
So I don't know, or... Thankfully, I didn't have to deal with these two.
No, he was a good roommate. I thought he was good.
No. Because when we had to all stay in one room, that was like nightmare. So, TJ snores. We all know.
Oh, I know that. I've been a
shit ton of okay, but he's like, people don't understand the volume.
I'm worse, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably
so. Oh, yeah, maybe.
You've heard me sleep?
I've heard, yeah.
Oh, I sleep all the time.
Sleep all the time. But, like, I know, I feel like TJ's got you beat in the snoring department.
I think he does, which is surprising.
Damn, girl.
It's, man, it's ferocious.
Yeah. Anthony talks to himself.
Oh, I know that.
But it's, you know how Anthony's talking right now?
Yeah.
It's that.
Like, loud?
Like, it's his regular voice. And it's not separate sentences here and there. It's full conversations.
Actual?
Yeah.
Only... You can't hear the person he's talking to! So it's so annoying! At like 2 in the morning!
Oh, I love it so much.
I was out.
This is what I lived for?
Oh my god. I made the mistake of being the last one to always go to bed.
Every time.
Actually, it's not my fault. You fall asleep at like 10.
You do fall asleep early.
That was only because...
Which is so weird because here you fall asleep at like 4.
Yeah, but here I don't do anything.
Yeah, we also okay. Hold on. I got
pull back.
I got pedal. Many thoughts that I just gotta compile together. Okay. So Blave, you know Anthony always wants Devi to be the leader here.
No. No, he didn't do the show abroad.
No, this trip this trip established that Anthony could never be the leader.
Okay.
I don't vie to be the leader.
I am confident that before this trip, I don't think you could have survived on your own in the real world.
In the real world? Like, this is the training grounds for me?
There was just a lot that... Anthony was like a bright-eyed child, like, viewing the world for the first time. There were so many things that he just did not know. Like, things that we take for granted nowadays. Like, TJ showed him some folding techniques for laundry, he was blown away.
He folded his sock in, like, some crazy ninja way. That was nuts. He, like, rolled it on itself and then folded it on itself, and it was like a football. I was like, this is cool.
You know how kids don't eat vegetables? Anthony doesn't eat vegetables. We were having tonkatsu one of the days, and Anthony's like, I love this salad. This salad's so delicious. What's in this salad, Anthony? It's just shredded cabbage. That's it.
That's awesome. Sounds really good.
Just so he said that.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yo, so what did I tell you guys before you guys left?
God,
what it was gonna be like?
Oh yeah, no, I know.
I told you guys you're gonna be babysitting Anthony.
Yeah, the flight there, he did not sleep the whole time.
Oh my god,
he did not sleep, and I'm like, Anthony,
I watched like 5 movies.
I was like, Anthony, go to bed because when we get down, it's middle of the day. You're gonna be tired.
It's actual Papa Vince.
I said, go to sleep. I slept 10 hours straight on that plane.
To be fair, on the way there, I did try to fall asleep.
But you didn't.
But
you didn't,
I couldn't.
You didn't really try.
Yeah, it's because you were probably super excited.
Yeah.
And so when we got there midday.
He was exhausted.
He was exhausted. Like, his eyes were bloodshot. He was ready to keel over. But we're like, no, we're staying out till midnight tonight. You want to know some crazy shit?
Oh my god, I've never seen him this passionate.
Like, now you're ready to have kids.
It never occurred to me how much of a child you are still sometimes.
What's funny is that he's like so, he must have pent all this up.
Yeah. So like, we were, okay, so to save money, right?
Yeah.
To be cheap,
yeah,
we would go to the supermarket at the end of the day because...
Yeah, it's cheaper stuff. It's cheaper. It's,
right? They discount. All, in Japan, yeah, expiry dates are very important. If it expires tomorrow, guess what? 75% off.
Yeah.
So we're looking at like the deli section or the cafeteria section where they have the buns and stuff. And we're, yeah, buying stuff and we're buying stuff.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, let's get some of these, whatever that. And it's for breakfast the next day. Anthony picks up a Danish. And he's like, this Danish is 80 yen. And he goes to my sister, hey, Peach, can I have a Danish for breakfast? And she looks at him like, what do you mean, can you? Are you asking me permission? And he's like, no, like, but
is that acceptable?
Can I? And I'm just like, you're 25! Make your own fucking decisions!
So I had a Danish for breakfast.
Yo, I wish I was on this trip. Because, man, because I always thought I'm the idiot on trips. This would have been Anthony's time to shine.
Yeah, I think I learned a lot on this trip.
I think you did learn a lot.
I thought of it as a learning experience.
Yeah, you learned about the world, definitely. There's this moment where these kids have to come and interview Anthony.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, because we were in Kyoto. And because Anthony's the white one, so...
Yeah.
I'm the tall white man with red hair.
Kids gravitate towards him for their assignment. They have to ask him,
yeah, questions.
Okay. Normally, when kids ask you a question, like strange stuff to you, you respond and you say, oh, blah, blah, yes or no. These kids, like five of them, all muster this courage, and they're like, we're going to talk to the white one. And they walk, they beeline towards him, they stop him. Excuse me, can you answer some questions? Anthony looks at them, and he looks to us, and we're like five steps behind. He's like, what do I do? Dude, you're an adult.
You work with children. Like,
oh my God, that's so funny. You must have been like...
At one point, the words no came out of my mouth. And they're like, oh, no? And I'm like, ah, wait, just sure.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, I didn't realize that the English they knew, like, it wasn't necessarily representative of the level of English they knew. It was just that they had pre-made statements that they memorized, and they knew a couple words. So what I was supposed to do was answer in one word and be like, why are you here? Travel. Where are you going next? Shrine. Well, how do you like Japan? It's awesome.
Yeah.
What I did was, why are you here? Oh, well, like, first I wanted to go to Japan. Like, full sentences, straight up. And all the kids are just like, what is happening?
Yes.
Like, oh, like, I treated them like the kids here. And I'm just like, oh, whatever. Here's just a bunch of English. Go crazy. Mm-hmm.
I knew this was going to happen, which I love. Did you help them with the spending?
No.
Did you run out of money?
No.
How?
Because I brought $2,000.
You brought
$2,000. And he spent it all. I spent,
you that, actually spent it all?
No, I spent $1,800.
He spent it all.
Oh my God.
On the final day, we were like, yeah, anywhere else you want to go?
Yeah,
I know where I want to go. We went to Denden Town, and he just... He was like deciding between like five different things. Like, I'm only going to get one. He bought all five and then some.
Yeah, so there were like three toys in Denden Town. There was... There was like some Gundam stuff, there's two Gurren Lagann toys,
yeah,
and an add-on for my Gaugaigar. And yeah, I'm like, okay, like I'm gonna, like I'll probably get this. The one day I was like, I'm probably gonna come back tomorrow and I'll get the Gaugaigar thing because it's the cheapest and I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but then I went back and I'm just like, fuck it, and I just bought everything.
Yeah.
And then we went to another store and they had the JoJo Special Edition for $40, and I'm like, mine.
Yeah, it just kept adding up and adding up.
That's insane. How'd you fit it all in your luggage?
Very luckily, a lot of the things I bought were small. Okay. So, because they're just video games. So I shoved the video games and the small toys in my luggage. Mm-hmm. And I used TJ's sick new, like, ninja folding techniques to limit my, like, to make more space in my luggage.
Yeah.
And all the, yeah, you know what? You don't need to bubble wrap your things. You just need to make a layer of clothes and then things that you want to keep safe and then clothes again. And it like totally works like that.
Actual?
I didn't know that you could do that. I was like, I was just going to lay the toys on top and I was like,
you know what's hilarious?
All right.
What?
when we got there, and we first, like, couple days, and we were unpacking and stuff. And I think I just caught this because in your room, and Anthony's like, "Man, TJ, you're genius bringing an extra plastic bag for my dirty clothes." And I'm like, "You mean you didn't?
No.
Like, and you weren't going to separate them?
I was going to separate them to one side of the luggage."
That doesn't make any sense. Because, oh, my Lord.
So there's a lot of, like, just basic life lessons that I've already forgotten because we had to teach him so much on this trip.
That's insane, man.
I'm ready for the next trip.
Like, yeah. I feel good now because I travel all the time for magic, right? And, like, yeah. I take for granted all my packing skills, the way I, like, ration all my clothes and stuff. And apparently you can do that. That's insane.
Literally,
if they were around, you would actually
literally
be a disaster.
My first plane trip, while not being a child, was across the globe.
Yeah, you were still a child, though.
Yeah.
The thing is, you're still
legally,
still a child.
Not legally as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So were you, like, loving it?
No.
No, dog.
No, man. No.
At
sometimes it was, like, hilarious, but at sometimes just like, fuck, how is this reality right now?
How do you live?
Like, how do you do it? And then he revealed that after his laundry, he just throws all of his clothes into the drawer, like, everything all at once.
Yeah, so, like, when I do laundry at home, like, I don't fold it.
You're a madman.
I separate it into shirts, pants, socks,
you can't
underwear.
Fit everything. And it'll get all wrinkly.
And then I asked him.
But, like, I iron it in the morning.
And I'm like, how do you choose a shirt you're going to wear? He's like, I don't.
You just pull out whatever's up.
Yeah.
That's in. What? Yeah. I just, like, what? How do you live?
It might be our upbringing, too. Like, I mean, our households are, like, Filipino.
No.
Right?
No. No.
Yeah, you're right. It's not.
No, most people are able to choose their outfits in the morning.
That's.
Like, if I gotta get dressed to go somewhere, like, specific, I'm like, yeah, I'll pick out an outfit. But, like, if it's just, I'm gonna go to the mall. Like, I put on a pair of jeans, and then I, like, open up the shirt drawer and go, this is on top. And then I iron it, and I put it on my body.
Okay.
And I go.
Okay.
Wow.
But I came back, and I had enough shirts to where it wouldn't fit in the drawer.
Yeah.
So I folded my shirts, and now they all fit.
What? What? See?
What's... Oh, man.
No, this is too good.
And I also remembered I had a drawer beneath it that's just empty.
Oh my God.
I use that drawer too.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I mean,
this trip sounds hilarious.
There was a lot of interesting things. A lot. Watching Anthony have to buy something in Japan.
So apparently, yeah, like, I thought this
This is the best one. This is the best one. Anthony thinks that he has a genuinely friendly-looking face.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right?
I think I'm friendly-looking.
Okay. And he thinks that when he's smiling, he's smiling. And when he's stonewalling someone, he's stonewalling someone. Truth is, he's always stonewalling someone.
I mean...
Like, his face is always just like this,
like,
static...
Resting bitch
yeah,
face?
Yeah. So Anthony has a horrible case of resting bitch face.
Okay.
I guess. News to me.
But... And he uses it, like, profusely... When he goes to buy something, they'll be like, "Oh, no, would you like a bag?"
They're over exaggerating it. I said no.
No.
And I was like,
no,
of course.
Is it the thing where his mouth is closed and he just goes like,
uh-huh. Yeah. And Anthony, mm-hmm. you never did this. You do this. Uh-uh.
Nah. Like, I'm trying to dance.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like,
so wait. Instead of, yeah, so for the audio podcast, instead of crossing my arms like an X, I shake my hands in, like, the side-to-side no fashion.
The other thing, too, is...
Did you hand the money?
I did it the first time.
Nah.
And they were like,
I was like, should I tell him? And I'm like, nah.
Yeah, he got me too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, here you go. And they're like,
what the hell is this plate for?
Yeah. And I was like, whatever. That's
But then
weird.
Again, to be fair, you wouldn't really know unless you were there.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
So that one, that was fair.
It's funny though. I knew you'd get you.
Yeah. And then they're like, and then someone was like, oh, you put it in the plate. I was like, oh, sick.
Yeah.
But there were, like, some places that didn't have plates. So I gave it to them and they took it.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh, that's so funny. Resting bitch face Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, they're like, Anthony, smile. And I'm like, all right. And they're like, are you smiling? I'm like, yeah. No, like, you're not smiling.
You're not smiling at all. And, yeah, no, because, and I know you think, like, you sound, like, cheerful and open, especially, like, when we're at a restaurant or ordering, or they're asking for a drink.
Yeah.
And,
I think I'm being, like,
yeah, but the thing nice. Is, it comes out as water.
Really?
Yeah. No, like, when we're on the plane, it's like, what kind of drink would you like?
I say water, please.
No, you say...
I say please. No, I'm contesting this. No. I say please the time.
No, you don't.
I never not say please.
No, you look at them and you give them your Stonewall face and you're like, water.
No.
Beer.
No, I will not give up on this. I say please all the time.
I already stayed with you for 2 weeks and we already...
Yeah, those other points are fair.
We already discussed your memory.
No, my memory is trash, but I always make it a point to say please before or after.
I can guarantee you didn't do it. No,
I did. I can guarantee I did.
Oh, wow. This is actually amazing. Better than I hoped for.
Yeah, right? It's amazing. It's amazing.
The only thing better is if I was there for all of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be better because then you'd have to deal with it.
No, because like I'm also an idiot, but like to see someone take it to a whole new level, I do it on purpose.
Yes.
By the end of the trip, I felt like I was a pro. I was just like putting money in the plate, and I was like buying stuff, and I was like,
like, you know what'd be funny? You traveling in North America alone.
Yeah, yeah, that would be something else. That would be something else.
Hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So our trip to Japan was fun.
It's like a disaster for Vince, actually.
It was fun in spots.
It's fun in spurts.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah. Jesus.
I think the next time I need to go on a trip where I need to do a lot of walking and carrying money and stuff, I need more cargo pants or cargo shorts because pockets are super helpful.
Yeah.
I need a better backpack.
Did you do what I said where you split up your money?
Yeah.
Good. That's good.
I need a better backpack. I didn't bring my messenger bag, but I brought my backpack.
Yeah,
but
like, are you glad you didn't bring your messenger bag?
Yes.
Okay, so who told you not to bring the messenger bag?
Flavin.
Yeah, because I was like, you really? And you're like, yeah, it should be fine, right? I'm like, oh, wow. I don't know if I should be nice here. I would just be like, you know what? Yeah, okay, do it. You would have spent 2 weeks be like, oh, my God. Why do you think we spend so much money on bags?
Oh.
Because, like, you gotta find one that's, like, hella comfortable.
Yeah, so, like, I was, like, I had...
you're living out of that bag.
I just had, like, a school bag. Like, I had no support for carrying.
Yeah, you gotta get one of them.
So, like, I need the ones with, like, the chest clip and, like...
And then, like, a hard back.
I was looking at, like, straight-up backpacking backpacks.
Those are too big.
No, not, like, the full-size one. There's, like, a medium-size one that's, like, right in the middle. Yeah.
They're still a bit too big for, like, date.
Yeah, if you just get, like, a Thule or, like, a Swiss Army backpack.
Like, if I go to, like, a Mark's Work Warehouse.
If you have, like, a Best Buy. Yeah, like, it's just like, yeah, there's small bars with lots of pockets, you know, very stiff.
Yeah.
Good. Yo, this trip sounded so funny.
I enjoyed my time.
It was. Yeah, I was just glad I'm like, yeah, but Anthony can never be the leader.
You're like, it's cemented.
Yeah, it's like, it's set in stone.
But now you've trained me.
No, because you still have one key issue.
What?
You're not decisive at all. You can never make a decision.
Ooh. I made decisions.
No, you...
I made
you,
some decisions.
I ask you, I go... So, Anthony, where do you want to go today? Or I'll give you two options. And you'll be like, I don't know. TJ, where do you want to go? And TJ won't make a decision either.
Well, these two are the worst.
Yeah, they don't make decisions. Mm. And I'm like...
Yeah, but you and Peachy give me decisions.
Of course, because I'm like, well, if you're not going to say anything, we're going to go where I want to go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, I said I wanted to go back to the traders and stuff. We went there. I made some decisions.
No, you didn't. You guys made no decisions.
For food, I made no decisions.
No, you certainly did not.
Yeah.
You certainly did not.
That's funny.
That was our trip to Japan.
Well, I'm glad you guys had fun.
It was excellent.
Sounds like a disaster.
It was excellent.
I bet you regret saying anything about it.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, I know. I bet you are. Still now?
Oh, yeah. I'm beat.
You know what? I think traveling with people for a long period of time is like, I think my friend, after traveling with me for a week in Vegas, was like, and had enough of me. So I'm glad I only see my friends for like a weekend if it's like magic related, right? But you guys, 2 weeks. Woo!
Well, to be fair, there was those times in hotels where we got to split up for a bit.
And those are the times Vince just slept.
I never got tired of anybody.
I got tired of my sister real fast.
Really? It's like straight. Oh, like, God. I knew you were joking around tired, but like.
What do you mean?
That girl is on sugar. Like, non-stop.
Yeah. What do you mean? She's just, like, hyper?
Oh, yeah. Jeez. She's so weird.
Funny.
Yeah.
Even I thought she was weird.
Really?
Yeah. She's really weird.
She likes that stupid fish steak thing.
Shut up, man. You like the egg.
Yo, egg booty for life, all right? It's all about that egg booty.
You know what he's talking about?
No.
No.
I saw the salmon thing.
The Sanrio character. It's a sunny side up egg.
Oh no, it's just an egg yolk.
Why do you call it booty?
Because there's a sticker on the Facebook stickers where he's like fallen out of a shell and just has like an egg butt crack.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
So he's got an egg booty.
That's funny. Yeah. So when's Vince's solo trip?
Oh man, I don't know where I want to go for my solo trip.
Really? Yeah, I have to deal with this shit.
Yeah, you do. The UK.
Right. Oh my god, can we please
You're do right, I do want to go to the Europe's.
Can we do like a video documentary like TJ
Vince and Anthony? Oh my god! I forgot the most important thing.
What?
The strawberry milk challenge.
Oh, did you do it?
I filmed him.
I lost by a technicality.
What happened?
I was going strong for like a week. Right? Every day, and I wasn't feeling it. I was like, this is the best thing in the
world. Did you like it?
It was good. It was really
good.
Okay,
but
the one day we went to 3 different convenience stores, they were all sold out.
Oh.
And then I lost because like, I literally couldn't buy it.
Well, there was one more convenience
store. Which was either a 20-minute bike ride or an hour walk away.
We gave you the option.
It was midnight.
That's amazing.
It was literally at the station.
Yeah, and oh yeah, it was at the station.
No.
Yeah.
You guys said it was like a 20-minute bike ride. And I was like, no.
No.
No. It's a 20-minute walk. Mm. It was midnight, though.
It was midnight. So the day had already passed.
Oh, wait, no. It was like 11. You had enough time. I would have counted. I would have let it slide.
if you got it.
Like, if you took the initiative to go, I would have counted it.
That's funny.
I did have strawberry milk after the fact, though.
Yeah.
Even without being prompted by the challenge.
Yeah. So I gotta know, when you got home, did your parents be like, Anthony, you've grown up?
No, they were just like, oh yeah, I'm happy you're back. And I was like telling them all the stuff and like, I gave them their souvenirs.
But then he also obviously left out the part that he was useless on the trip.
What are you talking about?
I
brought the entertainment.
I still can't believe you asked my sister if it's okay to have a date.
Yeah, I didn't mean like
I feel like you thought everything like, cultural was like
I didn't mean like actually could I have
no,
it.
I know.
I meant like, is it appropriate, yeah, like worldwide.
No, but who cares,
dude?
Like, that's the biggest thing.
The thing is, you were gonna eat at her house anyway. Yeah. Like, who's there to judge you except us?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, right? Like, it's like, should I be drinking at noon?
And
like,
who cares? The effed up part is she bought a giant chocolate chip muffin.
True, she did do that.
So who cares?
I did eat a Danish for breakfast.
I bet you feel special.
It's good stuff.
This is insane.
And then I ate a chocolate, like, there was, like, I got this, like, bun, and it was, like, it was just the middle was just chocolate.
Yeah.
I had that for lunch.
You must feel like a rebel.
I was killing it. Oh, living the dream.
Damn.
I thoroughly enjoyed this trip.
I know.
There was literally no downside to this trip.
I could see from the look on your face, you had an excellent time.
I had no complaints about this trip.
Okay, enough about Anthony. I gotta tell you my favorite highlights from the trip.
Okay, go.
Early on, we went to a temple in Tokyo, and I was hungry. And there was a festival going on.
Oh, man.
There was this old man.
This guy. Just legendary.
Just both hands chain smoking.
Okay? It's like he was a retired gangster. Like.
Yeah, but when one of the cigarettes was in his mouth, he'd use his other one to fry chicken.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that fried chicken looks delicious.
We gotta try this chicken.
So I went up to this man and I said, I want the big one. And he's like, okay, it's 500 yen.
Did he even say okay? He just grunted.
You're said, right. He didn't even acknowledge me. He kind of just said, uh-huh. And he pointed. And I took it. And I gave him the money. And my God, this chicken was
It was immaculate.
Delicious.
It was the best chicken I've ever tasted
best
in my life.
Fried chicken.
So like ever. You had some and you're like, listen, the big is too much.
Yeah.
And then TJ had some. He's like, I'm not even that hungry. And I had the last piece and I was like, this is the fucking best chicken I've ever had. Because their fried chicken isn't greasy, which feels like magic. Like, it's not KFC. Like, you couldn't rub it on a napkin and like the napkin becomes see-through. Like, it is the right amount of grease to add flavor, and that's it.
Nice.
Oh, God. It was so good.
It was incredible. 500 yen?
Yeah. 500 yen. You got, like, 6 pieces of chicken. They were huge.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, that was the highlight of the trip for me.
Man. That guy. He's just out somewhere, chain-smoking, making his chicken. Legendary.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I know what you feel about the fried chicken. The place that I used to live at in Japan was actually the fried chicken city of Japan.
Oh, wow.
Like, they had a fried chicken
oh, festival. Oh, really? Yeah. Cool.
And so KFC opened, and they're like, ugh, gross.
No, KFC's Christmas special.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
The other highlight was when we were in Dendentown,
yeah.
We also got hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
And there's this other old man. Okay.
Old men make the best food.
Let me talk about this old man. This old man, he looked nice and gentle and whatever. But all he would do is just stir in this pot. Endlessly stir in this pot of curry. And to get this curry, we went to one of those ticket machines where you buy the ticket, yeah. Give it to him, and then he'll serve you. Man, this curry. When we had it, it was fucking delicious. TJ loved it.
Yeah. It's so good.
This curry is... It was that fried chicken, but in curry form.
Yeah.
It was immaculate. Like, yeah. These two guys should make a combo together and make, like, a chicken cutlet curry that'll blow the socks off of Japan.
That's amazing.
He was just so genuine about it. Like, he was the opposite of the other guy, where he was, like, the happy-go-lucky old dude. He was just like, you know what? Curry's my craft, and I'm going to master it, and I'm just going to keep going, right? While the other guy's like, I've already perfected it. I'm just going to smoke, and then here's some chicken. You
want
it?
That's the key. It's the chain smoke.
Yeah,
the
I think it is.
I think this, like, he probably, like, put out a few ashes in the chicken, and he's like, that's what gives it this flavor. Like,
that's my secret.
Secondhand smoked chicken.
Yeah. It's breaded with, like, cigarette ash. Like,
yeah. Yeah. TJ, did you want to add anything about Japan? Did you have any particular highlight you wanted to bring up?
Not really. I love the convenience stores.
Their convenience stores are actually convenient.
They're everywhere.
That's why I love them.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I lived off rice balls for a couple days.
Milk tea is awesome.
Milk tea.
My favorite. I told you guys. That's all I ever drank.
What did I get? I got straight tea.
Was it Lipton?
I don't know if it was Lipton.
No, it was Kirin.
Yeah.
Kirin?
I got Kirin.
It was the one in like the long bottle, right?
It's like square.
It's white bottle. No, the bottle's not white. It's clear, but like the thing around it is
the
like
label?
White. Yeah, label's white and blue, right?
Yeah, I think it's white.
I think there's some white.
And there's like a little thing in the middle.
It has like the Kirin on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. Milk tea's my faves.
Yeah. Straight tea was my favorite thing.
I was more Boss coffee.
Yeah, you were on that Boss train.
I was.
Choo-choo.
Yep. I had Boss on the train and off the train.
And during the train and around the train and away from the train.
Yeah, I only ever bought Boss when we were at the station, huh?
You literally only drank Boss coffee.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think I think you only drank non-Boss coffee once when we went to the hot coffee machine and it poured it into the cup for you.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
That was the only time that you betrayed your brand loyalty.
Yeah, that's true.
Boss Coffee, is that the one with the dude? No,
it's it's like a guy smoking with a pipe on the front.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
nice.
That's Boss.
It is actually.
Is it Tommy Lee Jones? No. Yes.
He's
like the spokesman.
He promos it. Yeah,
he promos it.
It's funny.
It's like an old guy.
Yeah. You guys brought home a lot of Japanese snacks and stuff. I didn't. I brought home one thing that was a Japanese food item.
Yeah.
Brought home Japanese mustard.
Okay. Do you actually got that?
I bought Japanese mustard.
That stuff is no joke.
You know what it is, right?
No.
Japanese mustard.
It's mustard.
Fuck.
But it's 90% wasabi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went to this chicken cutlet place. What was that, like, tonkatsu? Or what was that?
Yeah, tonkatsu.
Tonkatsu. And, like, they were like, Anthony, try the mustard, but only dip it.
And I was like, and Anthony,
fuck it.
The child he is.
Oh, man.
Dip it?
What?
It's mustard. Scoop. Oh. And then I ate. I was like, this is all wasabi. This is yellow wasabi. I don't know what's happening right now.
Were you, like, crying?
No, like, so I don't find wasabi hot, but I don't like the taste of it.
You don't like the taste of its hotness?
No, like, if I feel a certain amount of spice... But I'm not like, it's not after I eat like Frank's Red Hots.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my mouth is on fire.
It's a different spice.
Yeah. Maybe I don't find that type
that's
of spice.
That's really funny.
Spicy.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I brought that's edible.
Yeah, because the rest of your stuff has been opened by Canada Customs.
Yeah, it was.
Was that it really? Sucked. Did they open everything?
Yeah.
The stuff in my suitcases, yeah, they did.
They didn't open anything. They opened my suitcase, but didn't open any of my things.
Yeah, they opened mine. I think because mine was a figure with a gun and stuff.
I just can't believe that they're so intrusive.
Yeah, it's not the first report. It's not the first experience of that happening.
Didn't you have, like, a straight-up thing where customs just took your product?
No.
No, I thought that... Was that you? No, someone else.
Nope.
Okay.
That's pretty rude.
Yeah. It's messed up. Like, the guy paid for it, and, like, my friend paid for it and everything, and, like, he's like, where is it? And it's like, oh, customs just straight-up said you can't have it.
What was it?
It was a toy, and then they just shipped it back to where it was from, and then the store gave him his really refund because it came back.
Is it Christian?
No, it wasn't Christian. It was someone from Dungeon.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, okay, I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted talking about how you were exhausted?
Yeah.
Well, at least now you don't have to teach me these things twice.
Yeah, you do.
No, I do, because your memory's going to fail in like a week.
I'll at least remember the folding techniques and the bag to put my dirty laundry in.
That's like second nature.
Yeah.
That one.
That's just common
sense. Bare minimum, I'll remember that.
Like, man, like, if we go out again and this time you ask me, hey, Vince, can I have a donut for breakfast?
Can I eat a donut for breakfast? Is that like acceptable?
I'm just going to shoot you in the face.
I feel like you're just like too worried that you'll get a break some sort of custom.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll make sense. Yeah.
No.
It kind of does.
No, there was a lot of things where I'm like, am I like breaking rules here? Like, do I have to quarter up for these arcade machines? Or when some guy leaves, can I just go? Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't there for that.
That's different.
He just didn't want to offend anybody. I think it was
the breakfast thing, though.
I did offend an old lady, though. Why? Because when we went for the hot pot, for the Matsusaka beef hot pot.
Okay.
So, like, you go into the main foyer and you take off your shoes. You get sandals. So I took off my shoes and I put the sandals on. But when you get to the secondary room, you're supposed to take off the sandals and go in your socks. And so, but I didn't know that because I was just like, oh, these are like my house shoes. I'm going to go into this dining area with these sandals on. So I take one step, like it literally just touches. And this old lady who like let me in, it goes, just like visibly, like audibly gasps, like in horror. That you would step on the floor. I was like, oh crap, what'd I do? Like, did I step on something? Like, what happened? And they're like, oh, dude, off. I'm like, oh, I could that take two pairs of shoes off to get in here? Like, damn.
All you hear, that's the funny, because, like, if everybody's probably, like, all quiet when they step, and all you hear is clomp. it's like, oh, that's Anthony.
Yeah.
Clomp.
It certainly was.
I was so close, too. Like, I did the regular shoe one, but I didn't know there was a secondary shoe takeoff point. Like, goddamn. Japan was awesome.
For you, I feel like it was.
Yeah. Zero downsides.
Yep.
Vince tweeted about it, and I was just howling when I saw the tweet.
What did he tweet about?
It's just you two sleeping. You and
TJ oh,
sleeping.
That one.
It's like, you think you really know somebody when.
Yeah. Okay. Yo, this motherfucker?
Yo. He's pointing to Anthony.
Wait. Okay. What did you?
He totally bought the same shirt as me.
Oh, I bought different. Whoa. I bought a different color.
Okay, I'll tell you the story. Okay.
Oh no.
So first day in Tokyo, I bought this Kill la Kill shirt.
Yeah,
it was a three star, and I was like, "Fuck, that's cool. I should have bought that."
No. And the next day, I put it on and wore it. He's like, "Look at this fucking weeaboo! What a loser!"
Yeah, but I did that in jest. I didn't mean it.
And then, by the time it was over, fuck, I want that shirt. And it didn't happen until
the
end of the trip when we were in Osaka, and he saw it. And he's like, oh, "I'm gonna buy that." I'm like, "No, you're not." Don't be that guy.
What are you talking about? What do you mean, be that guy?
And then there's a gold one. I'm like, well, if you're going to buy one, buy the gold one. And he's like, but I want the white one. I'm like, I already bought the white one. Don't do it.
I won't wear it when we're hanging out.
Did he buy the white one?
No, I bought the gold one.
No. Thank God. But still, you shouldn't have bought the shirt.
No, I needed that shirt. That shirt's cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
I would have let you buy my
that. You didn't even know about that guy?
I would have let you buy the Astro Boy shirt I bought.
I don't want that shirt.
But if you wanted it, I would have let you buy it. I would have been like, yo, Vince, you know what? You deserve what you want.
Yeah, because and, I'm the leader.
No! Because you're my equal, and you're my friend. And I was like, you know what? As friends should do this. Like, friends should just let you have
because I'm the senpai, you're the kohai.
I think I'm the boss. Like, I'm like, also the senpai?
No.
Like, we're in the same grade. I think that's how that works.
I know for a fact I'm 2 years older than you.
Yeah, but... No, like, we're equal. We're in the same grade. Like, I skipped a few grades.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I'm gonna stop before I keep bringing up
Bethany-isms.
Yeah. Backlash.
That's funny. Man.
Yeah.
You ever use that coaster?
Hmm?
You use that coaster with the Squish Girl?
Like once.
Oh, okay.
All
right. Wow.
Is there anything you want to bring up?
No, that's like super.
Do you have any questions? Any concerns?
That's, that's good, man. That's good.
Anything you need to know?
No, that's amazing.
I highly recommend going to Japan. Super cool.
Oh, I recommend going to Japan. Yeah, it's a fun place. Just don't go with Anthony.
Ooh. Oh.
But I don't know them, so they can't go with me.
That's even worse.
They don't have the privilege.
That's even worse.
How's that even worse?
If they don't know you and they like, deal with you, that's Vince, even worse.
Because Vince, you're like, to Vince, you're like Venom. He takes it little bits so he builds up a tolerance. Yeah. Even after 5 years of tolerance, 2 week trip, too much.
I still can't take the whole thing.
Like, this is why he keeps the podcast. It's like an hour every week, just little by little, building up the tolerance. But then it's like, you just bull in a china shop. Just like,
hey guys, what's up? Here's all my idiosyncrasies. Like.
Oh, God.
All right, cool. We'll be back next week with a regular show, I think. We'll have picks and weeks. All your favorite stuff is coming back. Don't worry.
What if it wasn't a pick?
No, that's true. I don't know. Write into us.
Mm-hmm.
tnib.letters@gmail.com, or if it's easier for you, just tweet at us.
I'm at Kilroy Can't Kill.
And you'll figure out the rest on your own.
What, at TNIB?
Yep.
Yeah, they can tweet there.
Mm-hmm. Or Facebook.
FB? We actually use that now.
Yeah. Otherwise, thanks for listening. See you guys in 1 week's time.
Oh, picks and weeks.
What? You made that joke earlier already.
Oh, did I already? Yeah. God damn it!